Visiting Unit 13 at Barnwell Business Park is a collective of artists who work here. Here's Anastasia Maxinova telling us about how the studio is set up.
We are part of the Cambridge Art Salon and we are Unit 13, which is an artist collective. 20 artists, each of them produce their own work and we exhibit it now, exhibiting at our Cambridge Open Studios.
I noticed when I was walking around, there's lots of little rooms. Does everybody have their own space in here?
That's right, yeah. Everybody has their own space, and it's like a family, really. We gather together, discuss ideas, exhibit together.
That must be really nice, because art, I guess, can be quite a solitary thing, but you guys have got each other, and you're all doing very different types of art, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. We have people who do painting, acrylic, oil painting, as well as prints, children books, illustration, pottery, sculpture. We have a very diverse range of art, jewelry as well.
What's your specialism?
So I paint paintings in acrylic as well as oil. So you could see one of them just behind you. It's called Protect Our Bees from Pesticides. So it has...
Oh, that's great.
So a bee wearing a gas mask sitting in a flower, and this is to raise awareness that bees are threatened by pesticides.
The open studios, are you finding that's been a big success? Are you getting lots of visitors?
Last year we had more than 200 visitors over 4 weekends. So we have sold a lot of work and we had many people visiting and looking at our art. So it was really great. So we're hoping that this year will be very good as well.
And you're one of the artists as well, are you?
Oh, I'm just her husband.
just her husband.
I hang up the painting. But Anastasia's very modest. I mean, she actually sold half the paintings here last year.
Really?
Yeah. And one of the paintings has my husband portrayed on.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I see.
It was a commission that was done to show Burgundy, and this is our best man who commissioned it.
That's great, actually. I love that idea of commissioning a picture of yourself with your friends having great fun. That's a great idea, isn't it? And you're one of the artists here, I'm assuming?
Yes, yeah, I'm Sally Page. I've been here for a couple of years. First time involved in open studios, and I just kind of paint places I've been, so it's a nice chance to kind of relax and come here and meet new people as well.
I see you're painting from a photograph that you've taken, and you've got it on your iPad, and you're painting it. Where's that?
It's a place in Alaska, Sitka in Alaska, so it's a quite small place that I went. So I very much like kind of mountains and big open spaces.
And this is some of your work in front of you, is it?
Yeah, so this is Alaska again, and then some of them are from places in Canada or Ireland as well.
They're great. I love that building up there. Is that a cottage?
Yeah, thank you. It was a kind of funny little wooden building in the middle of nowhere. I was on a train going, I think, from Anchorage to Fairbanks, so it's a very strange landscape, and the sign, which you can't see, had hurricane written on, which I thought was quite strange.
Really?
Place name for somewhere that was completely on its own. It's always nice to kind of look back on things and remember them a little bit more as well.
We are quite controversial in a collective in terms of that, because everybody here is very skilled and we produce our own work, so we reject some famous artists like Damien Hirst because he does not make art himself and he employs, engages unnamed artist to produce his work, while everybody here does their own work and able to demonstrate their skill.
First of all, tell me your name.
Maricruz Prieto.
Now, talk to me about the art that we're looking at on the wall. This is really interesting.
This one is called What I See Through the Microscope, because this belongs to exhibition that we did, a scientist and I, together. So I visit her lab.
So she's a scientist, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this was for A Pint of Science, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And Creative Reactions here in Cambridge. And we worked together. I visit her lab and saw through the microscope what she's doing, and it was amazing because she put different proteins in these tiny worms, because she's working with this, and they became fluorescent in green, in red, and the colors. I was really amazed with that. So I thought, well, the way I'm going to do this in my work is through these colors as well. So I use the neons and these reds and these greens and everything. And I connected this with my what I'm doing at the moment, which is drawing the paradise. So you can see my eaves here and my apples, my naughty apples, surrounded by the worms and everything.
That's really nice how you combine the two, the science and the art together. Yeah. That's really interesting. And talk to me about the eaves here. Yeah. You're kind of focusing on the mouth and they are quite erotic. So this is something, so you're looking at the Garden of Eden at the moment, are you?
Yes.
Or just Eve? Are you sort of focusing on Eve?
I'm focusing on Eve because I'm interested in the women's identity more than in the men. So yeah, basically that. But also I have there another works, and it's not just mouth, there are nipples as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But because the apples represent the temptation, mm-hmm. for me, well, it was a very, very powerful symbol to work with.
And let's look round at the rest of your studio. So you share this studio, yes?
Yes, with Diana.
With Diana.
She's making this lovely machine.
Oh, wow, what's this, Diana?
Well, I built a drawing machine, so for...
You built this?
I built a drawing machine, yes. So for people who know how these things work, it is an XYZ Cartesian coordinate machine. It's got 1, 2, 3 axes, all with different motors on, and it's really just describing a really long graph. And when you did graphs in school, it was always very boring, but this is actually what it's all about, is how you move a thing through space. And I built it for a thing called Pint of Science last year. It was supposed to be putting me out of business because we were exploring AI and how the communication methods of the web would do and what job is there for an artist in the future. The very, very good thing about doing this for Pint of Science was I was paired with someone whose work was in artificial intelligence and specifically in looking at the internet and how you could search intelligently on the internet. So I was able to write a Google search that would bring me images that were free for me to print out or free for me to use and that were selected by a computer. So I did things like converting it to the way that this machine talks, and I did things like loading in the pen, but really I did very little of that work at all. I let the internet decide what it was going to paint based on what was popular on the BBC News websites.
My name is Jenny Kerner, and currently I'm painting with a pigment and egg tempera paint. I've been painting and doing art for a long time. I don't always just paint. I've done lots of installation-based work, but at the moment I'm interested in traditional techniques and ancient times and pre-Enlightenment times. And so I've been studying astrology and also painting with the pigments mixed with egg tempera, which is what they did before oil painting.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This painting that we have in front of us at the moment, the snowdrops, are you using that technique in this painting?
Yes, that's all egg tempera, and it's got two or three different pigments there. And then the star signs up there are also egg tempera.
What do you find is the difference in using that technique?
It's quite difficult to blend, which is why oil painting came along. If you want to do portraits, I think it's very tricky, but actually what I also like is the jewel-like colours that you get. And so that's partly why I've used them at the moment, really, because I'm just enjoying this blue so much.
What's your name?
Rootmeat.
You make bags, don't you?
Yes, I make bags from recycled materials, like, as you can see, bicycle inner tubes.
Wow.
And advertising banners from the Festival of Ideas or Science Festival.
That's a great idea. Is everything that you do from recycled goods?
Yes, most of the things. These leather bags, for example, they're made from inner tubes and leather I got from upholsterer who closed down his workshop and just got rid of all his material.
I love those bags, actually, because they've got the signs on them so that you can see what they were once.
Yes.
They're great.
Yes.
And you trade under Q here?
Yes.
Yes? Where do you get the stuff then? Are you hanging around recycling dumps? Or
I used to go to scrapyards to get the seatbelts from old cars.
All right.
But they didn't let me anymore. So I used to go into
to the climb
cars,
into the car
into and the cars and just cut it off. But they don't let me anymore.
Oh, is this health and safety? Is
health
it?
And
oh,
safety
for goodness'
reasons.
Sake. How do you outlet this stuff? Have you got a website or something?
Yes, I have a website, qhere.net, and they are in some shops.
In various local local places. Is it your dream to one day have them in John Lewis's or somewhere like that, or are you quite happy to keep this a small operation?
I'm quite happy to keep it small because I'm not really...
You wouldn't want to manufacture.
No, I like making stuff. I'm not very, I don't like selling it. I'm not a good salesperson.
I think every artist should have their own marketing and salesperson.
That would be great.
It would, wouldn't it? Then you wouldn't have to do it.